We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:09 on this Tuesday. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. A lot going on this show today. In 1/2 hour, we'll speak to State Senator Scott Martin regarding a virtual rally to celebrate school choice. That rally is going on later this morning. We'll have links to it and give you all the details on that coming up. Plus, we'll speak to somebody just after the 7:30 news, Larry, about an exploding problem with ticks, deer tick virus. I guess Pennsylvania is the epicenter of this, and we don't even know about it. And we're going to get you the details on that. Plus, Governor Tom Wolf will join the show at 8:05. And Paul Mango, who ran for governor in that era, will join us as well. But he went on to better things.
Oh, he went on to the federal government in the health department in the midst of the pandemic. And he has the story behind Warp Speed and how this whole public and private effort to bring the vaccines to the public in unimaginable time and speed. But it's a buildup. And I'm curious to ask Paul Mango a lot of questions about it. He was the man at the center, epicenter of the whole situation. And he spent most of his time here in Pittsburgh. He has five daughters. He went to West Point, was a ranger, and spent most of his adult career in the healthcare space.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. It really is. And, you know, you work hard, you try your hardest, you do what you feel is best. But I also believe that you're put in certain situations for certain reasons. Things happen for a good reason, a reason that we don't control. And as heartbreaking as not being elected governor when you're trying to run for governor would be, I think that it allowed him to really show his expertise and professionalism for Operation Warp Speed during the Trump administration. I can't wait to speak to the man.
Yeah, it was almost meant like it was.
It was meant to be that way.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
It's an extraordinary story.
Yeah, yesterday we talked to a retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. He's a military analyst, an expert for CBS, and I talked to him about all things Ukraine and Taiwan. I got to ask him about that because China had been flying some flights over Taiwanese airspace. You know, they claim that territory in Taiwan, and they flew 39 flights, one group of airplanes, 39 airplanes over Taiwan, and really freaked out the Taiwanese military over the weekend. So I asked him about that, and turns out shortly after that interview yesterday, two U.S. aircraft carriers entered the disputed South China Sea for quote-unquote training, the Department of Defense said yesterday, as Taiwan reported the new Chinese Air Force incursion at the top of the waterway. So very interesting that we are doing some training exercises over there in that disputed territory right now. And also, there's a dispute on the other side of the world.
Yeah, the bigger story nationally, globally, is the showdown with Russia and the Ukraine and the rest of the world. And with that story and the details, CBS's Laura Podesta.
The Pentagon's preparation is in tandem with other NATO countries like France that is ready to send troops to Romania, which borders Ukraine. But it is notable that NATO has not yet made the decision to activate its response force, which consists of 40,000 troops from multiple countries.
The U.S. and its NATO allies are showing a united front in the face of Russian hostility toward Ukraine.
I had a very, very, very good meeting. total unanimity with all the European leaders.
President Biden later tweeted that in an 80-minute video call, they discussed efforts to deter further Russian aggression, like preparations to impose severe economic costs on Russia and to reinforce security on the eastern flank.
It will be swift, it will be severe. In the event of an incursion, it will be unprecedented.
Today, 8,500 U.S. troops are on alert, ready to deploy to eastern Europe within 5 days if the situation deteriorates.
We are not deploying them now. We are not saying diplomacy is dead.
The French, Dutch, and Danes have already sent jets and troops.
We will always do what is necessary to protect and defend all our allies.
Russia denounced the move and denies it has any plans to invade Ukraine, but the former Soviet superpower has nearly 130,000 troops along the border. Russia wants assurances that Ukraine will never be a member of NATO, something Mr. Biden addressed last week.
The likelihood that Ukraine is going to join NATO in the near term is not very likely.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also wants a promise that NATO won't put strategic weapons in Ukraine.
One potential deterrent to war, although it's temporary, is the Beijing Winter Olympics, which start next week. Experts say that Putin wouldn't want to take attention away from his ally, as the Olympics would be China's moment to shine on the world stage.
CBS is Laura Podesta, so we'll see where this goes. But 8,500 American troops poised to be deployed at this time.
What's the American appetite for more war? We just got out of Afghanistan, and do you want somebody who botched that withdrawal leading another war? I don't. But and who would be the big winner of this? It would be some companies here and probably China.
6:39 News Radio KDK, a little over 10 minutes away from our $1,000 minute, 10 questions, 60 seconds. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. You think anybody has it in them today? I mean, you have to. Here's the deal. You have to be the right caller to get in. Then you have to have the wherewithal to be able to answer some pretty quick fastballs in 60 seconds.
We'll
I mean,
see.
We're talking tough questions, Larry. Like, what day of the week is it?
Hey, it almost tripped up our guy yesterday, so never take it for granted.
Well, some of them are pretty, you know, some of them are pretty quick fastballs there when you first hear them. And then others, you think, okay, I know that yesterday's question was tough, so this one has to be a trick question.
Meanwhile, Pennsylvania lawmakers, students, parents, and others are going to join PA Families for Education Choice and four other Pennsylvania education organizations for a virtual rally, and that's going to happen at 10 a.m. today. And Senator Scott Martin and Representative Andrew Lewis among those who will be present. So it's organized by PA Families for Education Choice in conjunction with the Pennsylvania Coalition of Public Charter Schools, the National Coalition for Public School Options, and the Commonwealth Foundation and PA Family Institute, Harrisburg Families United.
Yeah.
The bottom line is they want you to be able, as a parent, to choose where your kids go to school.
Yes, and today is the day. Today at 10 o'clock, they have this virtual rally. You can get more information at schoolchoiceweek.com, schoolchoiceweek.com, and there's a link there to sign up for today's meeting. National School Choice Week shines a spotlight on effective K through 12 education options for kids and focusing on equally on traditional public, charter, magnet, online, private, home education options. They're just giving you the options that are available to you. So if you have some issue with your school and you want to change, make a change. Maybe it's the violence that's rearing its ugly head in many schools. Last week we had, several big brawls that were caught on tape and made news. There was a murder out in front of another school. And then you have other issues that you just don't like curriculum, or you feel slighted in some way, or your child has different needs and needs access to a different school. This week is meant to raise awareness for all of that and allow you the choice. So School Choice Week also develops resources and guides to K through 12 education for families. It's a nonprofit effort, just non-political, nonprofit, just trying to get you the information.
I want to find out
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How many kids are homeschooled now these days? How many are online at charter schools? For those that don't physically want to choose to go to a school outside of what would be their designated school district.
Yeah, I had a relative. I won't name them or anything like that, but
I'll go ahead.
They were smart enough as a junior in high school. Something happened. It was a big fight in their school, okay? And this was not in the Pittsburgh area. A big fight happened in their school, in the classroom, and this person was sitting at breakfast, and their mother said, "Are you ready for school?" And she said, "I'm not going to school anymore, Mom. I'm not going. I'm not learning anything there. Nobody's taking it seriously. I'm not going. I'll find a different way to get educated." And she did. She went online, found an online school, did very well, but learned. And I think there's a lot of kids in that situation. I really gave this person a lot of credit for being so upfront about it and so knowledgeable and so calm about it, and knowing that she was not getting the education she needed. She was in 11th grade and just told her mom, "No, this is it. I'm done."
I'm always concerned, or at least want to ask the question, what about all that goes with the school part outside of the curriculum, the socialization and learning how to work with others and people you like and don't right. like and getting along and those things?
Right. And at that point, this person said, "You know what? The chaos in the classroom far outweighed any of that. She had her friends. She stuck with her friends and did all that stuff. I would have liked her to have gone to different events. I mean, she did go to a prom, you know, so there was all that. But she had had enough of the chaos and just said, "I'm done." Kept her friends and moved on. And now she's finished up college. She's very successful at what she's doing. So it was a great choice for her.
Well, go to schoolchoiceweek.com if you're interested. And again, they're having a virtual rally this morning at 10 o'clock. Companies are getting very creative, Kevin, to get people to roll up their sleeves. Here's your buddy, CBS's Monica Ricks. You're a blood donor. You do it on a regular basis,
yes.
And I applaud you for that. I think the crisis, that's the first time they ever issued a nationwide crisis last week, but a week before already. And
the process is so simple and so sterile and so clean. It's you'd be amazed if you're afraid of going to do it because you might get COVID or something like that. Once you walked into the office and realized how they have it set up and how painless the procedure is, you'd sort of laugh at yourself. So if you're on the fence about thinking it, maybe I'll do it, maybe I'll do it. I recommend it.
And locally, you can help Vitalant, formerly known as the Pittsburgh Blood Bank. So that's what they do. We got a little breaking news of our own here.
Yes. Senior Vice President of Heffron Tillotson's, Jamie Meredith. Good morning. What is that news?
Well, gentlemen, after 75 years as Pittsburgh's largest and oldest independent wealth manager, Heffron Tillotson is excited to announce we are partnering with a very, very, very well-respected company. R.W. Baird is the name of the company. They are a large wealth management firm centered mainly in the Midwest, but they are international. They've got offices all over the country, all over the world. We're excited to partner with them. Culturally, we are very, very similar. They are one of, if not the the most respected wealth management firms in the nation. They're 100 years old. They're based in the Midwest. They operate a lot like we do. We're excited. They're a lot larger than we are. And so that's going to bring some scale and some scope and some exciting things for our clients and for our region. They don't have a big presence here in the Pittsburgh area. And we were excited to join forces with them. So more news on that. We need regulatory approval and all kind of things still need to happen. But we're very, very excited about this partnership. Again, the company Baird, you're going to hear their name, and we're going to be able on our show on Sunday to give a lot more information about this. And we'll have all kind of press releases and everything. But very, very excited. You know, certainly change is scary for all of our clients out there, but we are excited of what the future will bring. It will be very, very special. Again, great company. Their company's over 100 years old, celebrated their 100th anniversary a couple years ago, and they operate a lot like us. Culture is so important. Putting the client first is so important, and we couldn't be more thrilled to partner with really, truly a stellar, world-class company like Baird.
Well,
so
kudos,
more information on that as we go on.
And you, the footprint with our partnership with KDKA goes back decades. So, congratulations to you. And again, any client listening, they're not to worry, right?
No, not at all. You know, change is certainly scary and it's new, but we're very, very excited. They've got some capabilities that we lack, and we're very excited to be able to bring that to them. And there's a lot of things we do that they're excited about, our planning prowess and our master plan. They're very excited about that. So joining forces is going to be a good thing for not only our clients but their clients. And we're very excited about the next 75 or 100 years and what we're going to be able to do for our clients and our listening audience. And everybody that we work with. So very excited. Also, speaking of excited, you're right. The markets did have a big recovery, a wild ride on Monday. Markets fell. The big three fell 3 to 4% for most of the day and recovered. Dow ended the day up 0.3%, down as much as 4%. Some of the strong names, Home Depot, closed 4% positive. S&P ended the day about that, a little under 0.3% higher. Kohl's big mover there, up 36% after rumors that a private equity firm may be taking them private. NASDAQ up 0.6%. Didn't quite fall into bear market territory. Ended just shy of that 20% drop from its high. But things turned around. Data was light but discouraging. U.S. economy slowed sharply due to Omicron, a market survey showed. Data out today includes housing data and very closely watched consumer confidence. Well, futures have reverted negative as we start the day. Dow futures down 183. NASDAQ futures down 230. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
All right, Jamie, exciting. More to come. Thank you and congrats.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. And again, much, much more to come. And stay tuned to our Sunday show. We'll be able to talk about this a lot more then.
You got it. Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffern Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.